Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
This is Heather Beckmaster for the Oklahoma Beef Council with a checkoff minute. The summer grilling season has kicked off, and with it, a new beef checkoff-funded campaign featuring former football star Tony Romo as the official ambassador for the Beef It's What's For Dinner brand. Romo will urge consumers to, quote, make the right call with beef this summer. Tony will be featured across all media platforms, from TV advertising to social media channels. You can expect to see him sharing his favorite recipes, grilling tips, and even a behind-the-scenes look into his personal passion for beef. So take it away, Tony.
Hey, everyone. It's Tony Romo, and I'm here to remind you that it's grilling season. And how do you make those summer cookouts extraordinary? With beef. Whether you're slow roasting ribs or throwing a couple of hamburgers on the grill, some top sirloin kebabs, or... wait, what was I saying again? Oh, yeah. Set your grilling season on fire this year with beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner. For more ideas, visit beefitswhatsfordinner.com. Funded by beef farmers and ranchers.
Well, live cattle futures have been moving higher, somewhat reluctantly. Feeder cattle have been the driver this week with impressive gains due to lower grain prices as well as strong demand at auctions. The gain of live cattle may be limited this week as light cash trading activity indicates the best we may hope for is steady cash. Looking at steady money here in our part of the country. A few cattle did trade yesterday in our part of the country. Again, steady money, $137. This likely sets the tone for what we'll be seeing today as much more business is likely to be accomplished. July and August hog futures gapped higher yesterday on the open as traders reacted to Tuesday's strong cash and cutouts. August was able to close above $110 for the first time since May 27th. The technical traders are in a quandary as the market could be poised to break above price resistance, but it also has a price gap below that needs to be filled. Weaker wheat prices overnight as all three exchanges have mostly given up evening session losses to trade lower by 1 to 3 cents. At one point last night, wheat prices were up double digits before selling off. Yesterday's session also saw double-digit wheat gains, but they were relinquished by the close thanks to the headlines in the market about the humanitarian corridor out of Ukraine. Fortunately, wheat has also not challenged last week's low, a technical positive until it isn't. Easier corn prices overnight with most contracts flat to down a penny, well off the 8 to 10 cent gains seen at times last night. At the time of this writing, crude oil futures were down 2.4%, gasoline futures off about 2.6%, stock futures are off a percentage point. As important as anything, corn futures haven't attempted to test last week's lows. A possible sign an intermediate low has been made. Weaker trade in the soy complex overnight with soybean oil once again leading losses and coming perilously close to violating last week's lows. We're going to check the futures in just a moment.
Hillary Communications, serving more than 19,000 customers with telephone service in 22 counties throughout Oklahoma and Texas. The company also offers IP television service and internet speeds up to 1 gig. Hillary Communications continuously researches the marketplace for innovations and strives to improve underdeveloped areas, offering services that exceed customer expectations. To learn more about Hillary Communications, go to hillcom.net.
At the close yesterday, August live cattle up 20 cents, 136.87. October was unchanged, 141.27. December up 45, 147.65. August feeder cattle up 122, 180.80. September up 155, 183.07. August hogs up 150, 110.50. And the October up 95 cents, 93.55. Kansas City wheat, September was down 5.5, 862 and a quarter. December down 5.5, 870 and a quarter. Chicago wheat, September down 3.5, 810 and three quarters. December down 2.5, 827 and three quarters. September corn up 6 cents, $6. December was up 8 and three quarters, 595 and a quarter. August soybeans up 16.5, 1484 and three quarters.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.